I'm Kyle Stokes for State Impact Indiana. Former State Superintendent Tony Bennett stepped down from his current position as Florida's top school official Thursday morning. His departure comes just 8 months after his failed re-election bid in Indiana. He's out of the job again after the Associated Press published emails this week from his time as Indiana State Superintendent that raise fundamental questions about the state's rating formula for schools, known as the A through F system. And to talk about this, let's bring in my fellow State Impact Indiana reporter, Ellie Moxley. Ellie, hello.
Hi, Kyle.
So, Ellie, remind us, what do these emails show?
So the emails obtained by the Associated Press came out on Monday. They show that when Bennett's team was running the calculations for the A through F grading system, there was a particular charter school, Crystal House Academy in Indianapolis, that raised some concerns for them. Bennett's team had held up Crystal House as a very good school, an example of an A school. But when they ran the metrics, they found out that it was a C school. So over the course of 2 weeks, Bennett's team tinkered with the metrics and they made some adjustments to the calculation that they say would help charter schools that don't have, you know, the same setup as a traditional public school, and the school ended up with an A.
These are grades that are given to every school in the state, and they're much more than a label, right? I mean, these have huge consequences for schools.
They do have big consequences. Indiana's had an accountability system for a long time. The A through F system is new, but if you do not do well in the accountability system, if your school is labeled as persistently failing for 6 years or more, you're subject to state intervention, and that's happened to four schools in Indianapolis and one in Gary.
We have to keep in mind that Crystal House still did well under this system before the 2012 model rolled out.
Crystal House had always been considered an exemplary school. It is a charter school in Indianapolis that really tries to target poor, low-income students and keep them in school and make gains with those students. Their scores on standardized tests are very similar to the state average, which is atypical of schools that serve low-income students. So they had always been considered exemplary.
There was a defense for Bennett that emerged among some experts and advocates this week, and they said these emails that the Associated Press published were unflattering, Bennett's behavior was problematic, but it's only a scandal because we see how the sausage was being made. I mean, how was that argument received?
So basically what happened was Indiana uses kind of two calculations to do A through F grades. One is for elementary and middle schools. One is for high schools. The high school metric has some more complicated factors, graduation rates, things like that, with Crystal House and 12 other charter schools. These schools didn't necessarily have all the same grades as a traditional public school. Crystal House didn't have 11th and 12th graders that particular year, which meant that they lost some points for graduation rates and it brought their grade down. I've heard it likened to baking cookies. You know, you have a recipe, you know it works. In this case, the A through F system is kind of an import from Florida. They've been using it for a number of years, and it worked there, but it took some tinkering to make sure that it would, you know, the dough would cook properly in Indiana.
But on the other hand, that's exactly the point, right? You want these models to be statistically valid. You want it to mean something at the end of the day, on the other hand.
And that's one of the challenges when you build an A through F system. It's easy for parents to understand because we all know what an A or a B or a C means. But at the same time, you lose some of the nuance. These are very calculated, very complicated metrics.
So the question that parents and teachers are going to be asking is, how do we know that the letter grade my school got was valid? Is there any way to know?
You know, the current state superintendent, Glenda Ritz, has said that she's going to get to the bottom of this. She's going to look back at the data for 2011, 2012, which is in question here, and make sure that these school grades are valid. And it's also important to note that the state legislator has already said that there's some issues with how these grades are calculated, and they want to make sure that, you know, moving forward, we have a better system.
That's State Impact Indiana's Ellie Moxley talking about the Associated Press emails that have now led to the resignation of former Indiana State Superintendent Tony Bennett in his new job in Florida. For State Impact Indiana, I am Kyle Stokes.